You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek in Ocala, Florida.
I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, June 6th, episode 3707, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
It's Friday, and another weekend of riding is a few short hours away. Jamie and Glenn are here to help you make it through the day with some fun guests and some really bad ads. Enjoy the show.
Well, we do have a kind of a light and fluffy show for you this Friday. We're going to do some listener trivia with three of our listeners, including one that you'll recognize. She's been on the show before, and her pony certainly has. And then we're going to do our picks for the Belmont Stakes, and we also have some really bad ads. There'll be no post-show today, and we'll explain why in just a second. So first thing, when I wake up in the morning here on the East Coast, I look at our weather here in Florida to see if we're going to get hammered by anything nasty. And then I scroll over on my radar to Norman, Oklahoma, to see what Jamie's up to first thing in the morning and whether she's going to really be tired when she does the show later.
Or she's even here.
So when I woke up this morning, I looked at and I said, oh, Jamie's in the pantry this morning. Were you?
Oh, my God. Just to my neighbors, I know we have like Pamela and Patty and some other people that live near me in Oklahoma that listen. All of us are very tired today because at 4:30 in the morning, the sirens went off. And when the sirens go off, like during the day, you kind of know it's coming. And I checked the weather last night. We were supposed to get some rain, but they were like, nothing severe. So
liars.
I left all my horses out, and all my horses have their own shed and shelter, but like if there's threat of a tornado, because I'm afraid of things blowing around and big hail, I put them in the barn. So last night, the sirens go off at 4 and your phone goes up. I mean, you just jump up in like
the utmost. How loud are the sirens at your house? You can hear them really good.
They test them every Saturday at noon so people get used to hearing them. And yeah, once they go off, it rings in my ears for like an hour. It's crazy. And then I'm like, they're going off again. So our sirens went off for almost an hour. They go and then they stop and then they start and they stop and they just kept going off. And
so they don't just play them for a minute and then stop, they just keep going.
They play for a minute and then they stop and then they play again and then they stop. So I don't know if there's like a cycle of how long it can run. I have no idea. But at 4:30 in the morning, the sirens went off. And when you wake up at 4:30 in the morning to all of that chaos, you don't know what to do.
Right.
Like, is it right outside my window? Is it a mile away and heading this way? Is it going to divert? You just don't know. So like, I'm trying to find the clicker in the dark to turn on the TV. And fortunately, good old Lacey Swope was on the air helping people. And there was a tornado half a mile from my house.
Ooh.
And it was coming towards us. And it miraculously for us diverted south, and I don't think it ever got bigger than an EF1, but I mean, that's enough.
I'll take your roof off.
Yeah. And so it was 4:30 in the morning and Chad's gone and it's me and Lucas, and I'm like, Lucas, get the stuff. And so he comes running down. He's got blankets. It's scary how good we are at getting the closet ready. Like, he just went right to work and started pulling stuff out of the thing. And then we put blankets and I get the candles and everything. Yes, I wasn't expecting it last night at all. All my horses were out, but the sirens are going off. It's not, I can be like, I'm going to run down and get the horses.
I mean, half a mile away, you're in the shelter.
Yeah. So we just didn't know. And so it was just one of those things. So we watched the TV till it passed at about 6 a.m. All the storm kind of finally went by. So I did go back to sleep after that, but man, that's just the worst. That is just awful. I mean, the worst could have been worse, but
because your adrenaline spikes to 100%, you know, immediately.
Yeah, and my eyes were still swollen shut, you know, like just like complete zombie mode of disaster. Like, I'm like, get the thing, do the thing. You gotta move faster. Wear your shoes.
So do you keep a, because for those that don't know, when they built their new house, the pantry behind the kitchen is what they had made into their shelter. So do you keep snacks in there for 4 a.m. visits or?
Well, you know, to be fair, it's when there's a tornado coming, you know, you, Lord willing, there's a tornado coming and you're in and out of your shelter in 10 minutes. Mm. Now, there is food in there. There's medicine in there, coincidentally. And also, it's the liquor cabinet. So, like, I'm cool. But yeah, you don't think about the things that you have to keep in there, like all of your paperwork. So we have all the paperwork in it, with the passports and birth certificates in a folder that's fireproof and waterproof. And that's in there. And then you have to make sure that you have boots in the shelter. Yeah. And at 4 a.m. when you go running for the shelter, you don't have, you know, you're not wearing boots. You're not handy. So you have to go out and get your boots and put them in. Again, I didn't know this was coming. Nobody did. So go in there, because once you leave the shelter, if there's a lot of destruction, you need to have boots to walk around.
Oh, yeah, you can't be walking around barefoot. Yeah.
Yeah, no. So that was one of the things that was like a big wake-up call. But at least my shelter is above ground, unlike the builder who was like, well, we could put the more expensive above ground one, or we could do the cheaper underground one. Which one would you prefer? And I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, well, in the above ground one, you won't drown. And I was like, well, then I don't care how much damn money it costs. That's the one I want.
What's interesting is on her farm down by the barn, she has the below ground one. And I don't know that you've ever gone in it.
No, I'm not doing that. Never, never. I left that too one for spiders. Ginger's house. There's too many spiders. It's just terrifying. As many snake visits as I've had, I'm not chancing it.
Yeah, that's the other thing I forgot about, snakes. I forgot about that.
I love having it in-house. Like, it's nice to have it in-house, not have to worry about running across the yard, like Dorothy style. Annie M, don't close the door, you know, like that kind of thing.
So do you check in, like, do Patty and you guys all check in with each other after to make sure everybody's okay?
Typically, yes. I talk to everybody, because including Ginger, because I'm like, your shelter's not clean. You better get your ass up here to the house, because I don't want you to go down there with those Black Widow spiders. So typically, you text everybody. It's like a whole community thing. To be honest, I didn't even text my in-laws who live half a mile from here, because I was completely a zombie last night. It just really did not wake me up. I could not get it together.
I know Texas had some big tornadoes last night. So, Texas is really getting the worst of it this year.
Well, thanks for thinking about me, boss. I appreciate it.
I check on you every morning. It's like, okay, is she in the bunker or not?
Well, apparently, the really fun thing is tonight could be the same exact thing.
So that's good. Fun. So you won't get any sleep again tonight. There you go. Well, it's good you have that booze in the... Doesn't help Lucas, though.
No.
All right, let's do some Daily Winnies. I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
We have a number of auditors with birthdays this weekend. Mary, Shelley, Kayla, and Gina. Happy birthday to all of you. We hope that you have a fantastic weekend. And I'm happy to announce for all you Heartland fans that the new season's out. It's only available right now on Up Faith and Family, which apparently is a network channel thing.
It's a channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's out. It won't be available on Netflix for another 3 years. It's like, I know it's delayed onto Netflix. So were you keeping up with it or not? Or had you given up in Heartland?
Oh, gosh. When everybody told me that, oh, my God, this is the saddest season yet, then I was like, nope, don't need any more sad. I'm out.
You bailed,
Yeah. And I kind of gathered what happened in the season. And so for those of you listening that are caught up, I pretty much know what happened. And like I told them, I was like, I will burn the house down if Grandpa died. And apparently it was not Grandpa who died. So I was like, that's good to know. But I was like, I can't do sad. I can't do that.
I started a new series called, we'll get to your Daily Winnie, called Murder in a Small Town. And I started it, and when I watched the first episode, Jennifer was in the other room, and I kept yelling things to her because it was so much like a Hallmark movie. It's just had Hallmark written all over it. Who was the older lady who lived in Maine and solved murders in the tiny little town, and we kept joking that how many people die in that town? You know who I mean. In any case, it's kind of like that. They live in this little town and that must have 10,000 people. And every week there's a murder. And of course, I got through the first episode and now I'm four in and I'm watching it.
You're hooked.
My Hallmark murder in a small town series. Your turn.
Well, I was going to give the Daily Winnie to Lucas for being so like good last night about getting all the stuff together. But now that you've talked about shows that you're watching, I got to tell you what show I watched yesterday. Binge watched the whole dang thing. And oh, my God, I loved it because it's kind of a part of my past. I watched the Shaquille O'Neal new Netflix special called Power Moves.
Oh, was it about his basketball time?
No, what it is that Shaquille O'Neal, see, I played basketball as a kid and like the shoe wars were a thing. And so I guess Reebok was always the number two in shoes and Reebok signed Shaq and Allen Iverson, AI, as you know him, and signed him and they kind of brought the brand to the forefront. It was really exciting. And so then apparently Adidas bought out Reebok and just stopped the production of the shoes. So Shaq and AI bought back Reebok and it's their like whole, it's so stupid really? For me to like this show. It's this whole thing about them signing players to get the Reebok brand back up and running. It was really good. Like I thought it was pretty good. And Shaquille O'Neal is just one of the most lovely humans I think I've ever seen.
Well, and a hell of a businessman.
You know, oh my God. Yeah. And his family, he's like, I made $9 million listening to my daddy. You better listen to yours. I was just like, lines like that. There's a part where he walks by this woman on the street who has an infant and he just reaches over and picks up the baby and from the mom's arms. And the mom's like, ha, 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 like takes, and they're taking pictures. And he's like, cuts to him going, I'm the only man in the world who could grab a baby from a woman and they'd be excited about it. It's so true. Like just to watch him in it and see AI. I mean, again, I played basketball all growing up, so I remember a lot of this. But then like some of the kids they signed, they were like, I never even played basketball when Shaquille was playing. Like when Reeboks was. Oh my God. They're all babies. But it was it's really good. I liked it.
All right, cool. What's it called again?
It's called Power Moves.
Power Moves. You know which Shaquille. Network it was on?
It was on Netflix. Okay. Yeah.
Netflix does the best documentaries. They really do good documentaries.
It's really good. I was like, why am I so invested in who signs with what shoe? I don't care. Chad and Lucas walked in and they were like, what are you watching? I'm like, listen, it's really good. And in literally 5 minutes, we're all three sitting down watching it together. I even had to back it up some.
Reminds me of that Nike movie. Remember the Nike movie about the shoes and the basketball, the whole thing? Remember that one?
Yeah, never watched it.
You should watch it. If you like this, you'll like the movie. It was good. Well, tomorrow is the Belmont. I know most of you don't care, but we're going to make our picks.
Everybody cares this year, Glenn. Haven't you learned that?
So we have eight horses in the race this time, not two. So we have eight horses in the race. We have Hill Road, Sovereignty, Rodriguez, Uncaged, Crudo, Beza, Journalism, and Heart of Honor. You know, so what's your thoughts?
Man, it's like I just want it to be Journalism so much. Well, because
you and everybody else, because that's the morning favorite.
Well, that's the thing too. I'm like, okay, but he's the only one that ran in the Derby and the Preakness, and he's running the Belmont. And I'm kind of like, maybe it's a little shorter distance this time, so it's going to help him. And then also, I'm like, maybe it's like Secretariat, where they were like, they trained him so hard, he just like crushed everybody. So I would really like to see Journalism win. I mean, if it's not going to be a Triple Crown winner, like
make it a double crown.
Didn't run. Yeah, it didn't run in the Preakness. So I think I'm going to go with Journalism because like I really want him to win.
It'll be interesting to see if Sovereignty has it in to win again. You know, so that's going to be interesting to see if Sovereignty can beat Journalism again. I'm with you.
He got that 5 week break, and I think you know, it might be good.
I'm with you though. I'm kind of thinking Journalism will beat Sovereignty this time. I'm with you there. So you know, I always pick by name. So this is my picks. So I kind of made logic out of it, kind of like AI would. So
sure.
Journalism,
just like AI.
Journalism helps keep Sovereignty, which leads to everyone being uncaged. So I'm going Journalism, Sovereignty, Uncaged.
Well, what about the hill road that they have to travel up to get to Rodriguez's Crudo?
Yeah, I thought of that. Okay. And then when
I mean, they get a Heart of Honor with that. Okay?
I know. Baeza. I just went uncaged. So that's my three.
You can't
triple.
Pick three when there's eight. Okay. I mean,
no, that's okay. I'm picking them in that order too. Journalism, Sovereignty, Uncaged.
Okay. Well, if you're going to do those, then I'm going to go Journalism, Baeza, Crudo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Really? You don't even have Sovereignty in there.
That's because I didn't want to pick all the same as you.
Okay, so you picked what? Journalism, Baeza?
Baeza and Crudo. Unless one of those is Bob Buffer, then any other horse in.
You know, I don't know. I didn't look. So anyway, there we go. There's our picks. We'll post in the auditor room and get your picks too, and we'll see if any of us even gets close this time. We are doing a mile and a quarter instead of the mile and a half, which might have have some play in it, I'm sure. And this time it's usually on NBC, but this time it's on Fox. So it's on Fox tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. That's where you can find it. Let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products. And then we're going to play a fun round of listener trivia. And I'm going to switch up the questions today.
Frequently asked questions brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. My older gelding is having trouble holding his weight, and I'm afraid to feed him any more senior feed. He gets all the hay he wants. What do you recommend? Many older horses are eventually unable to maintain acceptable body condition on a typical diet of hay and grain alone. When you want to add calories without the risk of digestive upset, we recommend Equijoule Rice Bran. It is an excellent source of easy-to-digest calories for older horses. The fat in Equijoule is a concentrated energy source. It will increase calorie consumption and improve body condition without risking grain overload. Start your older horse on 1/4 pound per day and work up to 1 or 2 pounds per day over a few weeks. Remember, small meals fed 3 to 4 times per day will help your older horse better utilize the feed. You can learn more about Equijoule at kppusa.com. Got questions about your feeding program? We can help. Email Karen at questions@kppusa.com or call us at 859-873-2974.
Well, it's time for listener trivia, and we're very excited to have three of our listeners/auditors on with us today, and one of them you're going to recognize, who's been on the show before a few times, and we're going to introduce him right now. We have Molly. Molly, where are you from?
Good morning. I am from Michigan.
Okay. You're one of our many Michigan listeners.
Yes.
Up there. Well, thank you. You've been an auditor for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, almost 3 years.
Oh, wait a minute. My phone seems to think I wanted her.
Why do you have a British woman yelling at you?
It's my phone. Okay, Google, stop yelling at me. All right, that was my phone. I have a British woman on there, yes. Oh, and she's still trying. Okay, go away. We're playing trivia.
Turn her down.
But
be nice, because when they take over, you want them to kill you last.
Okay,
go ahead.
All right, Molly, so you're from Michigan, one of our many listeners up there, and you've been listening for a while.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Well, we're glad to have you here playing trivia with us. What kind of riding do you do?
Currently, I am a dressage rider. I'm a former eventer turned dressage rider.
You say currently like you're going to switch that up pretty soon.
Well, I feel like I'm relatively new in the world of pure dressage. So I'm trying to accept myself as a dressage rider because at heart, I'm an eventer. I just don't have the guts to do it anymore.
I hear that. It was probably a smart move. And then next up, we have Caitlin and Charlie. And why have you heard that name before? Charlie, what's the name of your pony?
Taco Tuesday.
There you go. Taco Tuesday. How is Taco doing?
He's doing really good. He's decided to be naughty here lately.
Oh, no. What's he doing?
He is picking up a fast canter and trying to go back to the barn while I'm riding him.
Naughty boy. So I would tell you, I did see a video of you guys getting dive bombed by a crow.
Yeah, a red-winged blackbird.
Why was it so mad at you?
We think she has a nest nearby. She has continued to act that way with all the horses riding. She's mean.
Oh my God. You have a natural obstacle course right there.
It's amazing. The videos are hilarious. I mean, this bird is mad. It's mad.
It literally does it to everybody who's down near sea.
Time to rehome that nest.
You're going in near the outside of the wing jump, she still goes after you.
That's funny.
Well, it's desensitization, blackbird style.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to play teams here. We have Caitlin and Molly, who are going to be Team Burrito, and then Jamie and Charlie are going to be Team Taco.
Woo-hoo, Team Taco!
Yeah. The way we're going to play is you two can converse about your answers when I ask them. If you miss it or get it wrong, we're not going to do any stealing or anything. We'll just move on. So we have three sets of questions. The first set is about the Belmont Stakes, which happens tomorrow. So nice. I tried to keep them a little easier because not everybody knows anything about the Belmont Stakes. So if you get the answer correct, if you get it wrong, so that's what you'll hear. All right, we're going to start with Team Burrito.
Yes.
Okay. This is not multiple choice. You just have to tell me the answer. What is the traditional distance of the Belmont Stakes in miles?
Ooh.
It's a mile and a half, traditionally.
Correct! Good job! Yay! You knew that. And what is it tomorrow? Do you know?
I think it's a mile and an eighth.
I think it's a mile and a
half. I think it's shorter.
No, it's a mile and a quarter.
They're running it shorter because it's at Saratoga.
Yeah, it's a mile shorter. Yeah, it's a mile and a quarter tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Now we're over to Team Taco. Which horse was the fast? This is not a multiple choice. This is also you have to guess. Which horse was the fastest horse to ever win the Belmont?
Come on, Charlie. You got this. It starts with an S.
Secretariat.
That is correct. Good job, Charlie. Completed the race in 2:24 in 1973. Does anybody remember how many lengths he won by?
24.
31.
Correct. Oh, it was 31. You're right. That is right. It was 31, the largest margin victory in the race's history. So there you go. Good job. It's 1-1. Thanks to Charlie. No help from Jamie. All right, we're back to Team Burrito. Which trainer holds the record for the most Belmont Stakes wins with 8 victories? And I have multiple choice for this. James Rowe, Bob Baffert, or Todd Pletcher?
You know, Caitlin?
I don't. I would say either Pletcher or Baffert.
I think it's Rowe, because I think it's some old guy from a long time ago.
Okay.
Is that your final answer? Final answer, Rowe?
Let's go with Rowe.
Correct. Good job. She's listened to my questions before. She knows I try and trick him.
She's sneaky.
By the way, it was from the 1800s. So you're right. It was really a long time ago. Okay. Another multiple choice. This is for Team Taco. You guys are doing good. The winner of the Belmont Stakes is draped in a blanket of what type of flowers? And white carnations, pink roses, or white daisies?
Charlie, do you want to take a guess?
Roses.
I would maybe pick a different one.
The white carnations.
Good idea. I'll go with that.
That is correct. Good job. You're doing so good, Charlie.
Hey, Caitlin.
What?
Zip it. She doesn't need your help.
Yes, no cheating. Okay, the next...
We heard you go, carnations.
Yeah, that's like Googling it. You're not allowed to do that, Mom. All right, true or false? This is for Team Burrito. On a number of occasions, only 2 horses competed in the Belmont. Is that true or false? Team Burrito.
I don't know.
I know that, like, in long ago in racing, they used to do a lot of match races with 2 horses.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that happened in the Belmont. I don't really know either. Hmm. So it's toss up.
I'd say you did. That's good with me.
Gonna go with yes, they did. True. Is that your answer?
Yep. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You were correct.
Oh my God. You just gave that one to us. Jesus. Charlie, let's go.
And it wasn't just 1 or 2 times. 5 times only 2 horses have competed in the Belmont. I want to see a match race again. That'd be so much fun. Okay, true or false? This is for Team Taco. No woman jockey has ever won the Belmont. True or false?
Charlie, you want to guess?
I honestly feel like it's false.
Well, then I honestly feel like it's false too, then, Glenn.
You are correct. It is false. Only one woman jockey has won the Belmont, and that was Julie Crone in 1993 aboard Colonial Affair. So congratulations, guys. You are 3-3 at the end of round one. Now they're going to get a tiny bit tougher. Now we're heading to horses in movies or TV. And I did this because I figured Charlie has watched every horse TV show and movie that ever existed. So,
we'll see. Let me watch Seabiscuit. Yeah, find it where we can stream it, kiddo. I want
Seabiscuit. All right. Well, let's go with this is Team Burrito. And these are multiple choice. What is the name of the wild Mustang that a young boy attempts to tame in the 1979 film The Black Stallion? Is it Joey, Spirit, The Black, or Pilgrim?
Okay, Caitlin, you got to help me here.
The Black is the horse's name.
Yeah, I remember that name.
And,
but...
I think Joey was the boy, so let's go with The Black.
The Black, I...
You are correct. You're right. It is The Black. Yep. Because I asked what was the name of the wild Mustang that the young boy attempts. So you got it. I would not have gotten that one in 100 years. So next, Team Taco.
Okay.
In the 1998 animated film Mulan, what was the name of Mulan's spirited and loyal horse? Khan, Pegasus, Samson, or Spirit? Mulan.
Charlie, Khan. I haven't seen this movie, so you're... There you go.
There it is. Yeah. Charlie's on a roll here. Good job. Did you see that recently, Charlie? You were very sure of yourself.
No. I just know the horse's name.
Good job. Would you have gotten that one, Jamie?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Okay. All right, back to Burrito. What is the name of the faithful horse belonging to Woody in Toy Story? Is it Bullseye, Sparky, Buster, or Slinky?
Bullseye.
It's too easy.
That is correct. Good job, guys. We are batting 100% here so far. All right, back to Taco. Which famous horse played the title role in the 1944 film National Velvet, helping to launch Elizabeth Taylor's career? Trigger, Black Beauty, The Pie, or My Friend Flicka?
Okay, so you want his name in the movie, famous not horse. The real name of the horse. Okay, do you know this one, Charlie?
I've never watched it, so no.
Okay, well, say the word pie.
Pie.
That is correct. I don't think Charlie's ever seen a 1944 film of anything. So
I have it. I need to make her watch it. Maybe we'll do that tonight when we clean tack for camp.
There you go. Was that one in black or white? It must have been, right?
They had a color rendition of it with her.
They colorized it.
Yeah. TBS colorized it. Yeah.
So, all right, we're back to Burrito. What is the name of the loyal horse owned by Pongo and Perdita in 101 Dalmatians, both animated and live-action versions? The name of the loyal horse, Captain, Sergeant Tibbs, Colonel, or Prince?
I have no idea.
I think it was Colonel.
You going with that?
Sure.
You are correct. You guys are guessing
Thank
so
you,
well
Caitlin.
Today.
Sorry, Pongo and Perdita did not own him, okay?
No.
He was just in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, because okay. Sergeant Tibbs was the cat that did his ears and made him kick.
Yep, exactly. Doug, Glenn.
You guys know way too much about these movies. You guys need a life. Taco, which horse became famous for playing the title character in the 1955 film Flicka, based on Mary O'Hara's novel My Friend Flicka? So this is the horse that became famous for playing the horse. King, Trigger, Highland Dale, or Champion?
Now, Charlie, I know Flicka was a chestnut, and I would go with the last one. I have no idea. But I know it's not Trigger.
King, Trigger, Highland Dale, or Champion?
Champion.
We're going to go with Champion. Oh, our first wrong!
Your first
Will
wrong.
You stop giving me movies? movies from the 50s. My partner is freaking under 25, under 50 years old, okay?
Okay, so it is now 6-5, and the answer was Highland Dale.
Okay, whatever. Nobody else knew that. Y'all should have.
One hard question, she whines. Did you guys notice that? I give her one hard question, and she whines.
Move now, on. Keep going.
Oh, now it's going to get trickier.
Oh, good.
So this is famous quotes, and all you have to do is tell me whether it's a real person making the quote or AI making the quote.
Oh, my God.
Or it's completely made up by AI. Did you guys hear the song the other day that I played?
Yes, that was creepy.
Wasn't it?
This should be easier.
Okay. So we're starting with burrito. So you just tell me if it's real or AI. A horse is the projection of people's dreams about themselves. Strong, powerful, beautiful, and it has the capability of giving us escape from our mundane existence.
That sounds like AI, I think.
I agree.
Oh. All of a sudden, we have a chance to tie it up again. That was a lady named Pam Brown. I have no idea who Pam Brown is, but it was a real quote. So,
I'm concerned about Pam's rest of her life.
Yeah. Kind of depressing, wasn't it? I put that one in there when I saw it because I was like, they're going to guess this is AI because it's so damn depressing. So, all right, Team Taco, was this real or AI? Every hoofbeat is a poem, every gallop a symphony.
That sounds like something Winston Churchill would say.
It kind of does, doesn't it? It was not Winston, I can tell you that.
Or Ronald Reagan, maybe.
I'd say it'd most likely be real.
Yeah, we're going to go with real.
That one was AI. It was a good quote, though, wasn't it?
It sounds real.
It did sound real.
That's kind of tricky. So it's still 6-5 here. Okay, we're back to burrito. You haven't truly lived until you felt the power of 1,000 pounds of muscle beneath you moving as one with your will. Now you're second guessing. Your
now everything sounds like AI.
I know, right?
What do you think, Caitlin?
We can say it's real since last time we were wrong. I don't know.
All right, I need an answer.
Pick one, Caitlin.
Let's say real.
Oh.
That was AI. All right. It's a chance to catch up and tie here. So okay. Back to Taco. There is no secret so close as that between a rider and his horse.
Oh, I'm going to go with real.
Real.
That is correct. That was a guy named Robert Surtees. Don't know who he was either.
Someone?
All right. It's a chance to either take the lead or completely tie it up. And I don't even have any tiebreakers, so if it's tie, it's going to be tie.
And remember, there's literally no prize. As much as I say he's going to send you $1 million, it actually never happens. I keep getting all these calls and emails. People want their money, and they don't call back. So just don't stress about it. It's okay. If you guys win, great. If you guys win, then fine. Charlie and I lose. Whatever. We're not going to be mad.
Oh, this
forever.
Time it's I was going to send the winner $10,000, but now I'm not going to after you said that.
Oh, darn.
All right. Now we're back to burrito, your last question. Courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway.
Is that for me or for them?
That's for burrito. Yeah.
That's for us. I don't know. Maybe real?
I think
what
so,
do you
too.
Think?
Yeah.
We'll go real on this one.
John Wayne, baby.
You knew that. Yeah, that was John Wayne. Correct. You've learned something from your dad's obsession with John Wayne. All right. So you are now need this one to tie it up, or burrito will beat a taco.
Okay, fine. Beat the children. It's fine. It's fine. Feel good about yourself. Go ahead.
They carry our burdens, our dreams, and sometimes the very weight of our despair, and still they offer us grace.
That sounds like something some foofy person would have said. Charlie, what do you think? Is that real or AI?
I'll read it again. They carry our burdens, our dreams, and sometimes the very weight of our despair, and still they offer us grace.
That sounds like something that would happen in like The Princess Bride. Carry the weight of our despair. We're going to go with real on that one, Glenn.
Congratulations to Team Burrito. Mom wins.
Mom
the only
wins.
Time I get a win.
That's very true.
You know what? what's funny about that is AI came up with some really good quotes. They really were good quotes.
I mean, a little overdramatic, I would say, but also the real one was too overdramatic. So whatever, it's fine. Charlie, I'm sorry, baby. It's all my fault.
Charlie, you were great. You were great at the beginning. You got them all there. That was great. So you were only one off, so that was a pretty close game. Thank you guys for playing. We really appreciate it. It's always fun to do our trivia. And tomorrow we can watch the Belmont, and Jamie can lose a lot of money again. So that'll be happening
what?
Tomorrow.
Never.
Thank you all. And Charlie, take care of that pony of yours. You'll work it out. He's just in a bad mood.
Remember the tip to barn sour horses is we never get off of a barn sour horse at the barn. Every time you get off somewhere different. Ride far away from the barn and get off and loosen the
girth.
Oh, yeah, no.
He tries to take her out the gate where we always walk in and out. And I don't, when she goes to dismount, we get off pretty quick, far away from that.
Yeah, you need to go about a mile away down the road.
It also probably does not help that the outdoor arena has no fence.
Yeah, that doesn't help. That doesn't help for the horse that wants to go back to the barn. Well, Scooter was a stinker this morning too, Charlie. So he had his conniptions while trying to lunge him this morning. So we're in the same boat with bad little ponies today.
Nobody's bad. You guys, come on. All right, bye guys.
Bye guys.
I mean it. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, as horse owners, we have an unlimited supply of love for our animals, but we tend to underestimate the cost of their care. Routine and unexpected expenses can quickly add up, making it hard to keep pace. Wouldn't it feel great to always be prepared with a budget-friendly way to manage these costs? The Care Credit Health and Animal Care Credit Card can give you the financial peace of mind you're looking for. With flexible financing from Care Credit, you can get the care your horse needs and then pay over time in easy monthly payments. You can use Care Credit at more than 25,000 veterinary hospitals that accept the card. I'm still stuck on 25,000 veterinary hospitals. There's that many in the world. And use it to pay for everything from diagnostics and surgery to wellness exams and routine care. Care Credit is your card for a lifetime of care. Subject to credit approval. To learn more and apply, visit carecredit.com/vetmed. carecredit.com/vetmed.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when listeners submit Craigslist ads or Facebook or somebody, and we just have a little bit of fun with them. The following things, the products we're going to give away are brought to you by horselovers.com, home to over 120,000 products for your barn, horse, and you. Check them out at horseloverswithaz.com. And we have some new products for the month. We have a package here, the Amigo fleece-lined nylon halter and lead rope set. A horse or cob size, and the Amigo Polo Wraps. They're all three combined together in the Bramble color, which, I don't know what color is Bramble? I have to look that up.
I don't know. I'll Google it.
Okay. And that's an $80 value. The Amigo Halter and Lead Rope Set combines maximum comfort, durability, and style for your horse, designed with fleece-lined headpiece and noseband, and this set ensures optimal comfort by protecting your horse's sensitive areas. The hard-wearing propylene webbing and gunmetal hardware guarantee long-lasting performance. And of course, they have the Amigo Fleece Bandages, offer flexibility, comfort, style, making them an essential addition to your horse's gear. Jennifer actually taught me to do Polo Wraps. And
okay, Bramble is like a greenish, like forest green kind of color.
Okay, perfect. There you go. Forest green. We'll go with that. Plus, we have, again this month, they're being very generous right now, Stud Muffins. We're going to give two winners each three bags of 45-ounce bags of Stud Muffins, including the original Stud Muffin Slims, and Stud Muffins Peppermint. Stud Muffins are hand-baked and made with high-quality ingredients that horses love. Whether you're rewarding good behavior, offering a tasty snack, or just showing some extra love, Stud Muffins are the perfect choice. And, of course, you can find all these products at horseloverswithaz.com. All right, we're going to start off with Lorene today, submitted one, and she read it herself.
Good morning.
In the truck.
This is Laureen Barden, and I'm going to read a really bad ad. And it's a Craigslist ad for a quarter horse, $500. This is a rescue we saved 2 years ago. Here's what we know about her. She's 11 years old. She's fast. She's hateful until she warms up to you. She's 14 hands tall. She will stand and let you brush her, saddle her, check her feet as long as she's got grain in a bucket. She will ride, but I wouldn't saddle her until you've worked her a bit. She's hateful. She doesn't like cows. She herds them. She hates my Australian shepherd dog. I do too sometimes. I'm not a horse guy. I'm a cattle farmer. My in-laws got this horse and starved it to death, so I went and bought it from them. She's been here on the farm since 2023 and has been rode 2 times in that span. I don't think it's the dog and the horse that are problems here. I think it's this person who is writing this ad. He sounds very hateful. Someone please rescue this horse. Thanks for listening. Bye.
I could hear your gears turning there.
Oh, man. I just love Laureen so much that, like, I just love it. And what was it thinking in my head? I was like, that's an awful lot of information for a $500 angry horse.
Yes. Allison sent the next one in. We got a lot of shorter ones today. Purebred, B-R-E-A-D, like the kind you eat. Arabian, $750. Well, that's cheap. Description. Companion horse, very well looked after, no heath issues, is papered, in good shape, $750 OBO, born in 2003, riddable, if you can hang on, he's a gelding.
Oh my gosh.
What's the picture? Describe the picture.
So the picture is of a horse, say it was in a very muddy, poo-filled
cow barn.
Outdoor run, cattle barn type thing, and it's running away from you, and it's the back of the horse's tail and heels as it's leaving this person.
There's no picture of the face, because they couldn't get that side.
No. Oh, that's good. Okay, well, Janelle sent the next one in. Oh my goodness. This is from the Triangle Area Equestrians, and it says, it's a Facebook page, so it starts out with delete if not allowed. Let me just tell you, you don't have to put that. They will. Delete if not allowed, but I got a new wedding ring. Was wanting to trade mine for a horse, trailer, or a few carports. The ring was appraised at $140,000.
What the hell?
So up to that value, 2.5 carat natural stone, double halo. It's stunning, but I just got a new one. Post a comment and I'll PM you. I need to break this down. Okay, so they have a new wedding ring.
And or so did they get a new husband?
That's what I'm saying. Like, are they trading out the new husband's ring or the old husband's ring? Or did the current husband just buy her a new ring? Who does that? Who spends $140,000? Maybe she put in an extra zero.
Or it really was worth $140,000, in which case, why'd you get rid of that husband again?
I know, right? That's the one you want to keep. Yeah.
She didn't say how much the new one was worth, though. It might be worth $250,000. We don't know.
Well, I mean, it can't be worth that much if you're wanting to trade a ring for a carport.
Good point. You think somebody that could afford $140,000 could afford a carport. That's a good point. Oh. There's a lot to unpack in that one. Janelle, could you please call her and ask her the details? We want to know.
Janelle, we need some details. Yes. I need her to spill the tea, okay? There's a lot of gossip there I need to hear.
So many questions. Carrie said, oh, geez. Don't describe the picture yet. I'll have you do it after. Carrie sent this one in. Stud for sale, $. More photos and comment, message for details. I don't have a price/best offer at this point. Update, $1,200 best offer as of May 31st. Oh. Is this a picture you would have put in?
This looks like one of those, a scene from one of the movies where the cowboy has to rope the wild Mustang and like get it rideable in like a montage. And so it is a picture of a horse clearly in the Southwest. It is a leopard Appaloosa with a saddle on and a rope around its neck as somebody's lassoing it, and it's rearing, almost flipping over backwards. And that's their cell photo. Did I describe
that
accurately?
Oh, you got it exactly right. Front legs kicking out, completely up in the air. And they chose that photo to sell this horse.
Well, they wanted to make sure you know what you're getting.
I guess. I would update that to about $200 or best offer. I would go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Drop it from the $1,200 because that's... We have a theme today.
I know. Amanda sent the next one in. And this is from... Facebook page called Quality Horses, South Carolina, North Carolina, blah, blah, blah.
Is there a Facebook page that says Crappy Horses, South Carolina, North Carolina?
No, blah, blah, blah. Just quality. That's all they allow on this page, Glenn.
Okay.
And keeping that in mind, I'm going to read you 12-year-old, no punctuation, so not quality education, just quality horses. 12-year-old nice pony tot to rear on command. Sadly, I love her, though getting in two barrels, I just don't ride. No. More need move fast, will trade. And then they have a picture of a little bay horse that's wearing a saddle, and then a picture of the front face of a calculator that says 900.
So let me get this straight. She taught it to rear on command. Sadly, she loves her, but she's getting into barrels. So I don't ride her no more. So apparently this horse does not do barrels. That's what I would get out of there.
It says I don't ride no more. So what is so much to unpack. Again, just go to the next one. It's ridiculous. All right.
Rosemary sent this one in. This is in Vermont. Vermont, sell, trade, swap anything.
Garbage. Vermont junk. That's what it should be called.
Stairs for sale. $400 firm. I will not answer any questions. I know what I got. Also have other miscellaneous items from a remodel. No low ballers. So it's a picture of a set of four stairs, but they're completely broken off. They're broken. They broke them out of the house, and he's trying to sell the set of four steps for $400. I know what you got, too. It should go in the burn pile.
Yeah, that's a burn pile. That's a burn pile. $400 is $100 a stair.
Step. And then you see where they broke it out? I mean, it wasn't even taken out cleanly from the stairs.
No, they sledgehammered. Basically, yes. Yeah, it's like the four stairs to walk up into a house. And they were like, I'm going to get rid of that. I'm going to sell that. And so they just sledgehammered it.
Or it could have been 12 stairs to walk into the house. And they broke it into four sets of three. You know?
Oh, so my God, what a deal. I wonder if they give me a discount if I bought them all. Amazing. Holly sent the next one in, and this is from a Texas horse trader Facebook page. Let me tell you something. Don't go to that page. I don't know what it is, but any Texas horse trader, no offense, I don't want to be involved in any of that. Okay, here we go. The ad is, we call her Proving Ground. Because if you think you can train a hoss, she'll prove you wrong by putting you on the ground. She's 100% my way or the highway. She is stalled with leather halter and lead and is easily accessible, but you'll have to do some cowboy magic to get her into a trailer. She survived the past year, before we got her, on trash and cactus in pretty good shape. So a few months of good hay and clean water and she'll be fat as a tick. Whether or not you can catch, groom, ride, or handle her in any way, well, that's up to you.
You know, I dated a girl that was 100% my way or the highway. And guess
what
happened?
You know what we should do? Yeah, it did work out. Yeah. We should mate this one to the rearing stallion up above, and we'll get something real special.
Oh, yeah. That'd make a great pairing. Yep.
Oh, my God. This next one. Fantastic.
How do you say the first name? Is it Eleni?
Eleni?
Eleni? I don't know.
Eleni.
Well, thank you for sending this ad in. You know, we're looking for a round pen right now. We could just get these, and they're already bent. Custom-made curved alloy panels. These panels...
Alley panels, like for... They're
oh, alley
for
panels.
Like, you
gotcha.
Have an alley, like a chute your yes. cows running gotcha. Down.
These panels will help your cows move with less stress. Bent by my cows for your cows. It's in the half moon shape already. More available. My cows can also custom bend gates to order. Jennifer, we need to get these. They're already bent in a round shape. It's perfect.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. Oh, my
pushy
God,
cows.
No.
Last
oh,
one.
Oh, gosh. Katie sent this one in. This is used horse tack for sale slash trade. Help! Oh, no.
It's your spirit animal.
Help! I may have gotten too drunk at the horse sale, and I sold my favorite tack set off my horse. And now I'm regretting that decision, and I'm looking for a set similar to this one. Bling, pink, and loved the cheetah print. We'll need it shipped to me, and I'm ready to buy now. Help, help, help. Okay, so basically, it's like, yeah, it's a saddle pad, reins, bridle, and they're all hot pink, and somebody just got too drunk. They're like, I'll sell the horse and the tack.
See, you don't have that problem. When you get drunk, you buy things. You don't sell things. So
I was going to say, I might have bought that.
You better check your barn. It's probably out there.
I know.
She looks like they might live in Oklahoma, too. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, everybody, for sending the ads in. Of course, you're all entered for the prizes at the end of the month. If you want to send an ad in, and send it to Jennifer@HorseRadioNetwork.com. And we don't get to all of them every month, but we try and get to them, to most of them. So we appreciate you sending. If you haven't heard yours yet, it's probably in our inbox, and you'll hear it in a future week. But we make sure that everybody submits that month is entered onto the spreadsheet for the prizes. So thank you all for joining us. Jamie, I hope you don't get more storms today and you have a nice quiet weekend where you can ride your ponies in peace.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to wait for that. They already told me that's not happening. So cool.
Well, you know what's so funny is right after you were talking about your weather, it started pouring here. The sun was out and it was pouring. So there must have been
a
rainbow.
Serious?
Yeah, there must have been a rainbow somewhere because the sun was out and it was pouring.
Oh, well.
Welcome to Florida.
That's fun.
All right.
Yeah, Florida.
Thanks, everybody. You have a terrific weekend. No post show today. Jamie needs to go back to bed.
I'm so tired. This is amazing. Spay, neuter, geld, everybody. Go journalism.